Brother Laren talked out of the second chapter of Luke this morning, and I talked about how we hadn't talked about that none, but I'm going to pretty much take up where he left off and just a little further down. But this time of year, you always find yourself studying about the birth of Christ, and I was studying about that, but something, as I got a little further in the second chapter, just kept jumping out at me, and I had to... There was a purpose, I guess, for that, and I found out a whole lot of that this morning because Laren covered the rest of it really, really good. So if you wasn't here, you missed that. I wish you had been here and heard his teaching on the birth of Christ and things to do with that. But this is after they'd done took him, and Simeon had took him up in his arms and told the Lord he was ready to go, that he saw his salvation. But we'd got to I'm going to start reading in the 39th verse. And I'm going to say this before, we'll get to this later, but I'm going to say it right off front. I believe in all my heart that every one of us, listen to me, every person that's born is born to be a servant of God.
Amen.
I don't think he wants any to be born just to come here and never serve him and never be saved and die and go to hell.
That's right.
It's not God's will that any should perish but all come to repentance. It wasn't God's will to send his son to die for people that wasn't ever going to believe in him.
Amen.
So listen, when I tell you every person is born, it was God's plan for you to be saved. And you say, well, God's will wasn't done. God's will's not always done.
Right.
If God's will was always done, he's not willing that any, not one, should perish, but all come to repentance.
Yes.
He lets you have a will.
Amen.
Now, what you do with that is between you and God. But you've got a will and a choice in the matter. And so you can hear the gospel. You can believe in your mind, but if you never repent in your heart and truly put your trust in the Lord, you'll never be saved. And that's his desire for you to be saved. So keep in your mind as we go through this that his desire is for everyone to be a servant. All right. Now in the 39th verse, and when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned unto Galilee and their own city of Nazareth. And the child grew, and this is talking about Jesus, and waxed strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem and after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days and returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass, and after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, and that means the teachers, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sovereign. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business?
Amen.
And when they understood not, saying which he spake unto them, he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was a subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. And that being read, I know this has been read, preached on a whole lot through the years, but I don't think I've ever preached on this where Jesus told them, I must be about my Father's business. And that's what I want us to look at today, about being about the Father's business. And I looked up I normally used a Strong's definition of the words, but this time Brother Larry's been talking about Webster so much, he got me thinking about it. So I just went and looked at it, and it's just a simple definition. It wasn't nothing that deep it was probably what I thought I would find. It said, a labor of men for the purpose of profit. And that's the definition. And so when you run a business, you're laboring and working in it, trying to make a profit. Amen. And I want you to understand, there's never been nobody on the face of the earth that's ever profited more than the Lord Jesus Christ being about business. And I hope today that we'll understand there's nothing wrong with us being about profit. That's what we're trying to be about, is profit. Now, I'm not talking about profit how most would look at today. I run a little backhoe business for several years, and it never was a whole lot of profit in it. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I've been saved since I was 14-year-old boy, and I don't know how much profit it's been in that. But I pray before my days is over that I would show forth a little profit. But Jesus came, and he said, I must be about the Father's business. And at the Father's business, the work that he had to do, no other man could do it. There's no other man on earth could ever do the job that he had to do. He was the only one cut out for that job. He was the only one that could come and pay the price and do the work that the Lord had given him. And over here that in the sixth chapter of John, Larry talked about that a little bit today, or in the fourth chapter of John, excuse me, but he said in the 34th verse, Jesus saying to them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. And I want you to realize today how that work began when Adam and Eve sinned there in the garden. I want you to realize God had never, I've heard people say, well, why did that happen? And I heard a preacher say, I can't even remember who it was one time, but it made more sense to me than anything I'd ever heard. God had never been able to show love. He had never been able to show grace to his full extent. And so he made man and he made woman, and he gave them a choice of whether they'd be able to choose whether to do what was right or do what was wrong, whether they would put their trust in God or not. And I want you to realize, so he made man and woman. He wanted to show grace. He wanted to show love. And how that work had to be perfectly fulfilled, that work had to be done. He come to Adam there in the garden. Adam hid from him because he was naked. God asked him, who told you you was naked? I want you to realize God will let you know when you become lost. And God took an animal there, I believe to be a lamb, and I believe he slew that animal, and he took and covered them with the skins there of it. I want you to realize it was a show of picture later on, and all through the Old Testament we find where there were sacrifices made over and over and over. It was showing that it was pointing out a work that was to be done, and that work was done by Jesus Christ. Amen. And there never has been no more profit in the business that any man has ever done than the work of my Lord and Savior done. I want you to know right here today, you're looking at some of the profit. You'll say, well, it ain't much. But honey, I may not be much to you, but I'm a pearl to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave up all for something like me. I want you to know he come to do the work of the Father and to finish it.
Amen.
Today, when people think about a work and a prophet when it comes to the church, unfortunately, there are so many that's into this. as a business. I want you to know they're in it for the filthy lucre. He told them all about the under-shepherds. We're not to do this work for the money. And I want you to know the church shouldn't be doing the work for a profit. I was talking to one of the sisters the other day, talking about all of the money we can start to get built up. She said we shouldn't have a bunch of money sitting around in our account. And I say amen. It ain't about stacking up money. It's about what the treasures we will build up is what we give away down here. So we're not about a profit. If the only reason I'm here is for money, then I'm here for the wrong reason. I'm here because I love you. I love you lost children. I love the Lord. And I'm doing this work trying to get a profit. Yes, I am. But it's not for dollar bills. It's for souls that we might gain. It's for the work we're doing for the Lord. Jesus went into the temple, and the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went into Jerusalem and found the temple, those sold oxen and sheep and doves and changers, money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of a small cord, he made a whip, I want to tell you. And he said, he drove them out of the temple, and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables. Listen to me. They was there trying to make money in the Lord's house. He told them in another place, he said, my house should be a house of prayer. We're not about trying to gain money. Yes, we take up an offering. Yes, we should take up an offering. We should take care of the Lord's house. I'm going to tell you, you should take care of the man of God. It says, muzzle not to us and treadeth out the cord. I shouldn't do the work for money, but you should give your money. Those who work in a temple should live with a temple. A soldier shouldn't go to war on his own expense. You can go on and on with it. Listen to me. But I ain't about you, money. I'm about the Lord. And I'm about these laws. We're to be about the Father's business. I hear telling you can... Listen, you can get mad. I ain't here trying to run nobody down, but I hear tell they're fixing to build a mega church up here in town. Listen to me. There's some man in California, and I ain't trying to run nobody down. Please don't misunderstand me. But some man in California has bought a spot of land up here close to Walmart, and he's fixing to build a mega church there. Listen. And you say, well, how in the world is he going to get 4,000 or 5,000 people come up here in a little old Fayette? I promise you it won't be long. He'll have it full. Amen. He'll have it full. Amen. You say, well, he'll be looking for the rich. No, he's just looking for the poor people. He's just looking, you come give $5. You get 5,000 in there and you give $5, you got $25,000. They're about making money. We're not about making money.
Amen.
I ain't here today about your money. I'm here about the Father's work. And that's why you're here. That's why we're here. We're trying to do a work for the Father.
Amen.
I was a late bloomer. I was saved when I was 14 years old. I went for years, never done much for the Lord. I look at somebody like Brother Heath, and he was always my example. I mean, as far as I know, I don't ever know the boy going out in the world, but I did. It took me a while. But he was one of the ones you find over in the 20th chapter of Matthew. First thing in the morning, the Lord come out looking a heart up. He was one of the ones that went to work early in the morning. I don't know what time I was. Maybe the 11th hour of the day. I'm not sure how much time I have left.
Maybe it was the 6 hour, I don't know, but I was late to get started working. I was late to get started. But listen to me. He still recognized the ones that only worked hour. Some of them didn't think it was fair. They went to complain, and he said, I'll pay you a pence. I'll pay you a penny and work for me a day. There was some of them wrought the heat of the day, worked all day long for the Lord. And honey, then there was some coming there the 11th hour, the last hour of the day. That was about 5 o'clock. They just bore a little bit of it. And when he went to pay them, the ones that just worked an hour got the same things and worked all day. And they was mad. They said, what's going on here? Why are you paying them the same thing? We worked hard for you. And he said, am I evil because I do that which is good?
That's right.
He said, is it wrong for me to do what was evil mine?
That's right.
If you're a late bloomer, just start working.
Amen.
Start today.
Amen.
If you've been coming to church for years and been saved with God's grace and you still haven't went to work for the Lord, go to work for him. Go to work for him.
Right.
Be about his business. Make a little profit. Over the 25th chapter of Matthew, there was some come. He gave one 5 talents, and that feller just went right out and went right to work. He took that 5 talents, and he gained 5. And when he went back to the Lord, he said, what have you done? He said, well, the 5 I've gotten, I've gained 5 more. He got a profit. And the Lord said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. There was one that got 2. He had 2 talents, and he went, and he worked hard, and he doubled it up. And the Lord asked him, he said, what have you got for me? And he said, I've got 2 more. I gained 2. And he said, well done. And there was one, he gave 1. And this is getting back to being a servant. I believe every one of us is born to be a servant. That man had an opportunity to serve God, and he blew it. Listen to me. You're sitting here today. You have an opportunity.
Amen.
What you're going to do with it, I don't know. But the Lord come to him and he said, what have you got for me? And he said, I've got that opportunity I had. I took and buried it because I knew how you was. And I was scared. He wasn't about a prophet. And he went on and told him, he said, he just basically chewed him out and told him, you failed in this. You should have got me gain.
Amen.
You should have got me interest. You should have been about my business.
That's right.
Amen.
You should have been making some profit. He said, you just take what he's got and give it to the one that had 5.
That's right.
And you know what it said? It said, you cast him where there's outer darkness and weeping and gnashing of teeth because he wasted his opportunity. You better be about the Father's business. You know what the Father's business is for you today if you're lost? His business is for you to repent.
Amen.
His business is for you to not to perish, but come to repentance. There's never been nobody that made more of a profit than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's still making a profit today.
Amen.
Ain't that something? All we are is just little under shepherds. We work for him, and he's still gaining a profit. My little business just never did make much. You can ask my wife. We made ends meet. We paid our bills. We barely got by. When it was all said and done, I had some old wore out equipment. I mean wore out. Wasn't hardly worth nothing. I'd spent 20-something years trying to gain. Trying to make a name for myself. Trying to have something. And when it was all over, it was nothing. It was all vanity. So I was late getting started. I was a late bloomer. I was a late, Marty can tell you. He knows all about me. That's what I loved about coming over here. A lot of y'all didn't know me. In my 30s, finally I got to be about his business. And I want him to have profit. I want, when it's over, him say, well, what have you done with it? And I'd say, Lord, I went out and worked. I worked. I was late getting started, but I preached the gospel. I don't know if anybody ever got saved because of what I preached. Or, I don't know, Lord. I don't know nothing about that. Maybe I just entered into somebody else's work, which was yours. I always thought I was entering Brother Money's and Brother James is here, but that's his. I just entered into his work. He's the one. I'm going to say, Lord, I don't know how much I might, you know, Lord. But I tell you one thing. I didn't go hide what I got. Amen. I was a servant. Amen. He wants you to be a servant. He wants to put you to work in the business. He's hiring today. Everywhere you go, you see signs that say $1,500, $2,000, $3 signing bonus. You talking about a signing bonus? He's hiring. Go to work in the business today. Go to work in the vineyard today. He's wanting to hire you today. He's wanting to put you to work. And if you've been saved for a while and you still ain't went to work, go to work. Go to work. Be something he can use. That's a silly little thought I had. But I can tell you one thing. It's going to be worth more than an old 580 case back over. When it's all said and done. I know that. I may never hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant, but I promise you one thing. I'm not going to hear cast him into outer darkness where there'll be weeping and gnashing teeth. I will not hear that. Thanks be unto God for that. That's my thought. If you hear it today and you're lost, seek the Lord. He's hard today. He's hard.